Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hawks coming up at the bottom of the hour. They're in Detroit City. 6 o'clock hour brought to you by our friends at the Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. We've been talking about it all day, and that is the trade of Luka Doncic to the Lakers for AD. That's Anthony Davis. And again, both players are all first team, all NBA guys. And we've discussed and talked about why the Mavs did this. And, you know, we just had a great guest on from Dallas talking about how shocked the fans were. But the real question is how this now makes Trae Young look. And I want to talk about this for a second. Because, Mike, as we talk about all the things that we've discussed with Trae, and this has been a growing process, guys. I mean, look, him and Luke have been in the league the same amount of time. This isn't about, you know, the accolades or what they've been able to do. Both have been great. But the fact of the matter is, for everybody that said, oh, Dallas won this trade, ultimately Dallas didn't win any chips with Luka. And now he's got to go and deal with LeBron and ride the coattails, because that's what this is, of the greatest player of his generation, and hopefully try to help him win a championship before taking over the Lakers and then doing his thing. But if he wins this year, this is not a discussion about Luka being greater than Trae, because, again, he's joining LeBron. He just played with Kyrie. He's had all of these other great players around him, and let's be honest, Trae has not had that. But, Mike, did we win this deal now? Because people over the weekend, as this played out, said, oh, man, you know what? Hawks won this thing because, look, the Mavs moved on. This was a statement by moving on from Luka.
Well, you were talking about this on Friday's show up at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll be, by the way, the Buckhead store on Friday. But Carl was talking about, like, why didn't Trae get the love? Now, we've talked about my feelings about, you know, where Trey's been. I think both Luka and Trae hit the league at a very young age, you know, 18 and 19 respectively. And there's a maturation process. I think Trae grew up. I think Trae having a family. You know, I talked about leadership. Some guys still don't understand what we talk about. We talk about leadership. But, you know, owning it. Owning when you're having a bad night. Owning when the team's not doing well. Some things are beyond your control, but being a leader, the way he's taken Reese O'Shea under his wing, things like that. Luka, meanwhile, is not staying in shape. You know, they've had issues with him for years, to the detriment of Luka, maybe the team covered it up. He maybe would have gotten his act together sooner if he was out there in the public light. Everyone knew about him being overweight, talked about him being out of shape, a constant battle with him lighting up, hit a little too hard, allegedly. Either way, that's not Trae's issue. I was upset that when Nate got fired, did you talk to Nate? You McCall? No. I was like, what? Well, to me, that's immaturity. But it's not a criminal. It's not a criminal offense. It's just you want a guy to step up and say, hey, we all could have done better for Nate. Sorry, lose the guy, this and that. Even if you don't like the guy, okay? Just like the DeJounte Murray thing. Trae, that's maturity. You know, I guess maybe in hindsight, it would have been better off if Trae said, no, hell no, this is stupid. We don't need another point guard. Get me a big time 4 or 5 that I can hand the ball to that will actually hit the ball in the basket and play some defense, right?
Exactly.
That's what we needed those 2 years. But I'm sorry, I'm getting off track here. Luka is still an immature malcontent. And he's also one of the greatest players on the freaking planet. No one debates the skills. But Trae doesn't have the ability to be 6'8" because God didn't make him 6'8", Carl. He's also can't control the bums that he's had to play with here.
Bum.
Guys who can't stay healthy. The Hawks have never done anything to build this team after 2021. The only thing they've gotten right, maybe through, I don't know, the luck of the draw, they did hit on a guy named Jalen Johnson who unfortunately can't stay healthy.
No, it's true. You know what's funny, Mike? This is akin to when you get out of a relationship and then you get into a new one and you're like, that last thing wasn't that bad. This Trae thing ain't that bad. What we've complained about ain't that bad. He's in shape. We've never had to worry about his will to not want to be on the floor or not play. Both have had their issues, to Mike's point. But this ain't that. This is not
that. There's nothing on Trey's radar that's even remotely close to what happened here. You know, like back in the day, you know, did he want to be hanging out with his teammates if he could take a private plane? Again, not a federal case, but it's not a team-building exercise. But I think he's gotten past all that
stuff. I do, too. As far as, you know, what are we going to do with the trade deadline? Because really, that's the next big question, guys. We've seen the Spurs. We're going to see them on Wednesday. Mike and I will be down there on Wednesday getting you ready for that matchup here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Early pregame as well at 6:30, tips at 7, because that's a national game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they traded for De'Aaron Fox. Okay, great. You put him with Wimby. We'll see where it goes. They're an interesting team, but, you know, still, they got a ways to go.
Right.
For us, now the question becomes, again, what do you do, even if you, behind closed doors, Mike, if the front office is saying and Landry Fields is saying, look, I don't think we're going anywhere. But what can we do to set ourselves up for success next season?
All right, then if you're going to, okay, if we're never going to get in these aprons, you know, it's confusing with the salary cap, but you can't let Clint Capela just go and get nothing for him. It's an expiring contract. There's an intrinsic value there for people say, well, what are you getting for him? I don't know. I don't know if you're going to take down a contract or another expiring contract, but you're going to be freeing something up and it helps you against the cap. Do that. Maybe it's time to pass on Bogey. You know, and even though Bogey has been better of late, you know, he misses a bunch of games. I don't know. That's, how do you improve this team without spending money? That's been the great debate we've had the last 5 years.
Yeah, I think if you're asking us right now, and we had Steve Coonan on the show Friday, CEO said, look, the phones are burning up. They are trying to see what they can maneuver. But for us, this is very similar, okay, and I'm going to use the Alex Anthopoulos baseball analogy here. You want to get somebody that you can have on this team in the few years to come that doesn't break the bank, but also, Mike, adds value to the team. Hard to find because you're not trading for a superstar in a year where you're not going to contend for a championship. So that part of it is, like, we're not going to do that. But what can we do to make this team better and even more competitive now? As you know, some of the pieces will change. And in the process, look, how can we do this where guys come in and they're valued? And, Mike, we're not killing ourselves because guess what? Next year rolls around, and what if we start off very good, as I think we could if everybody's healthy, with Dyson under his belt, you know, a year old playing with Trey and Jalen hopefully coming back, knock wood. Then that's when you would make the move to try to really go for it, right?
Right. And just the names you're talking about. I mean, you don't play with, you know, with P.J. Washington and Kyrie Irving.
No.
Okay, you don't have the pieces that that Luka had. Guys, no one debates that Luka is a unique talent and he's a triple-double machine. But Trey's also now making records of his own. I mean, I think he just passed, it was Russell Westbrook, for the most 30-10 nights. Okay?
And did it in less time.
Correct. I mean, there is a game here. There's a skill here. I mean, you were talking about defense. I said to Carl, what if Steph Curry comes here? You know, and put Steph Curry in a time machine and bring him as a rookie and deal with what Trey's dealt with.
For sure.
It's a different situation. You know, teams have got to be constructed the right way. Some things are beyond Trey's control. We've already covered the leadership. He's bringing it. He's grown up. And today, right now, you can say that Trey's, ironically, having his most balanced season. The combination of being the assist leader, taking over the games when he needs to, and here we are, the coldest team in the NBA. We've lost 8 games in a row. It'll be maybe 10 by the time it's over. We can't stop the bleeding. Because he doesn't have the supporting cast. Now, look, if he can go for 45 every night, we're still going to lose.
So that, and that's the problem. And see, this is the perception, and this gets back to the Luka-Trey debate. You see Luka winning, and you're like, man, he's great. He's doing great things. And then Trey's doing Saturday, 34-17 against the Pacers, and they lose. 34-17 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, that's almost another 20-20 game, which he's got the most this year of anybody. And it gets lost. He played great. They lost because they're in this streak of losing right now. And that has been part of the problem. They, and I'm talking about the Mavs with Luka, that was like this glamour thing that you see and you'd be like, oh, man, he's so much better. But to your point, like, it doesn't matter if you don't have the guys around you. And that is not on Trey. That is on the front office. That is on ownership to make sure that they put the right guys around him. The fact that the Mavs made this statement speaks volumes about Luka and what has to change for him.
Right.
And, Mike, if it doesn't, let's just say he plays half this season. Let's just say the Lakers go to Western Conference Finals. Let's say they go to the Finals, Mike, and lose. Is it enough to have played with LeBron a half of season to say, I'm going to change my ways? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to look at the man in the mirror and see what he wants to be. Because technically, this is an embarrassment. This is not something that's a resume builder. They now, again, you could argue that this Nico Harrison may lose his job because you should have probably put this up to the highest bidder, and you felt that the only way you could pull this off was in a vacuum dealing with the Lakers. And apparently, I guess the Lakers GM was literally was just saying, well, you know, the health issues with him. Apparently, he was like that just pouring that poison in his ear, or that honey in his ear, I should say, Carl, to make him just deal with him exclusively. That's a Harrison issue because you should have gotten more. Because, again, Luka, you're going to transition from LeBron to Luka, hope that Luka gets it together. Unless you're the Mavericks and say, look, you don't know what goes on behind the scenes. This guy's a mess. He doesn't put the work in.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, he's like the most amazing talent who doesn't have any discipline when it comes to his body. You don't have to look like, you know, let's be honest, you don't look like Tarzan. Look at Joker. He's got a dad bod, but that guy makes things happen.
Well, this gets us the old case, Mike. There are a ton of guys in the league that have come in the league that are great talents. But it's always about what if they would have done it the right way. What would have happened, right? And listen, Kobe said this to Shaq, right? That was their argument. Like, Kobe wanted Shaq to invest and like, dude, I need you in shape. I want you to be. And Shaq even says to this day, like, I was thinking about this, that, and the other, and having a cheeseburger. It was a different mindset. Kobe's in the gym from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m., taking a nap, and back in the gym that night. Like, that's the difference between a guy like LeBron, who is the epitome of being in shape and taking care of his body, to a guy like this, where this all comes out now. I want you to hear real quick about Charles Barkley, what he said about the Mavs. You said, could they win? See, I think they're all about trying to win it now.
Right.
What can we do in the next 2 years with Kyrie and this guy, and they're better defensively, and I don't care what you say about that. The AD's a way better defensive player. They are better defensively. This is what Charles Barkley said about the Mavs being maybe the second-best team in the West.
OKC, they're my favorite to win this thing. But man, the Dallas Mavericks, they might have just became the second best team in the Western Conference because the jury is still out. I think Denver needs to make a trade because they need to get some bench help. The Rockets are so young. Mm. I'm not going to take the Rockets beating the Mavs in a 7-game series.
Grizzlies have never shown the ability to do anything with Ja Morant, although Ja Morant's playing well and got his head on his shoulders. But your Rockets with Ime Udoka, can he guide them through as a young team to, you know, to Barkley's point, learn how to win?
They're coming.
But Mavs right now, I mean, they're still the 9 seed, you know, because Luka's only played 22 games this year. But you get the front court dominance, the things that Anthony Davis can do with Kyrie.
The thing that they surrounded Luka with is still there, shooting.
Right.
And that is why Charles is talking about this. They still have shot makers around a playmaker in Kyrie, a set shooter in Klay Thompson, who's one of the best three-point shooters in the history of the game.
I was going to say, we just got DeAndre Hunter to start playing with some degree of, like, you know, consistency, and then Jalen Jones. But you got Klay. Klay would be the second-best player on this team right now, as with the injuries.
Yeah, I do like their team because what they tried to surround Luka with, it's still there, and then you would get better defensively. We're going to see. We're coming back. We have a few more things to get to here before we get out of the way. Hawks on the night here, starting at 6:30, pregame show at Detroit, trying to break this losing streak. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell. So apparently, ironically, as we were just talking about the Luka and AD trade, and we said, what are the Hawks going to do to try to get better to move forward? You guys like Paul George? Apparently, the Sixers and the Hawks may be in talks to try to make a deal where that may happen. Now, again, don't want to get overly excited, Mike, but the deadline is at the end of the week on the 6th. We know... I'm curious as to what this is going to look like. Look, that thing's not working for the Sixers. They're a mess, right? This year is just, you know, they're not going anywhere. The Embiid, the way that started this year with the load management and owning, hey, he's going to miss certain games, and it's just what it is. Paul George went there, but they signed him, so we know what that deal looks like. How does it match up, and what would you be giving up? But Hawks fans, I'm just telling you, reports are out there. Chris, and again, let's give credit where credit's due. Who is reporting this in Philly?
Yeah, it's the main beat writer for the Sixers up there, Keith Pompey, who writes for the Inquirer.
Okay. It would definitely put us into one of those aprons because Oren was saying a backup for Embiid, with Embiid being banged up with Capella. Obviously, Capella is, you know, is what he is at this stage of his career. What would they want? See, there's certain pieces that are on immovable objects, right? Now, Jalen Johnson is one of those guys, right?
Yes.
By the way, Paul, for those not familiar, Paul George. 35 next year, 36, a player option in 27. You'd be in some kind of luxury apron, Carl, because he's making $51 million next year and then $51 million the next.
Yeah, the cap hits are in the $50 million. The the 51, 54, 56, I think. Right. So, yes. Well, here's my question. Look, forget about the money. Does he make you better?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you just said it. It's whatever it is in Philly, it ain't happening.
So, if they're able to do this, and here's the thing about Paul George this year, because I've been saying, where do you get 20 points from? Who's scoring 24 year with Jalen out?
Right.
He can do that. And now, all of a sudden, you maybe can be more competitive even this season, but moving forward, Mike, it gives you something to build on. The crazy thing is, and you know, look, I don't know if it happens. Should have happened a few years ago.
See, this gets back to when guys of Paul George's ilk and that skill set were available, they balked. They wouldn't do it. You know, it's hard to imagine you're going to trade for Paul George and you're in the middle of an 8-game losing streak. You know, and Jalen Johnson is done for the season. Now, hey, color me surprised. You know, if Landry Fields is out of resulting or into resulting, let's go do that. Because right now we are stuck. We'll be lucky if we can hang on for the play-in. You know, it's just we've had this debate about. It's funny, Carl and I were just looking at. I was looking at Luka's game log from like last year's finals. Even like in games that people are killing him for, 28, 32, 34. He's putting up points. Now Trey can do the same thing. You know, Trey can do this every night. You know, it just you need to have a supporting cast. And even with that supporting cast, Luka couldn't get past that steamroller that was the Celtics. But now you look at the Hawks. We're looking up at all of that. We're looking up at that with a telescope.
Yes, we are.
We can't even get close to that.
And by the way, he's averaging 17 a game this season. I just think,
they have more shots here, right?
Yes, but I also think.
Wouldn't he?
He would. I also think, too, that Philly is just a mess right now. Daryl Morey is going to get fired as a general manager, Mike. The plan didn't work.
Right.
They're going to have to turn the page, and this is why I think they're trying to figure out how they can move some of the salary. All right, a couple other things before we get out of here, because we got to get ready to clear our throats and get ready for Hawks basketball taking on Detroit. Two things. One, Atlanta United-related. One, Georgia-related, Mike.
Yes. Atlanta United, we were talking all about this dude. It was on again, and it was off again. Emmanuel Latte-Lath, coming from Middlesbrough in the UK.
Okay.
We have now spent, by the way, like $50 million to get some designated players over here.
Let's go!
So Garth Lagerwey, you know, again, he wasn't going to come in here and go, you're fired, you're fired. But he did move some pieces out, get this team looking more like what he wants it to look like. Now we got Miggy, we got Saba, and now we got ELL.
I like it.
Let's ride the L train, Carl, to some dubs.
I like it.
But but you know, people say Arthur doesn't want to win. Now, granted, it's a different dynamic in the MLS, and we spend as much money as you can spend in MLS. We just over the last few years didn't spend it wisely. Now, some great money moves. So, congratulations, Atlanta United is going to have some serious firepower.
That's awesome. What about Georgia news, Mike, before we get out of here?
Hey, man, Scott Cochran was going to let go. He resigned from Georgia's coaching staff, and Kirk Benedict took over the special teams. Our special teams was a big major prop against the Irish in that Sugar Bowl. He does land on his feet. He's going to be the new head coach of West Alabama.
Nice. So, hey, congratulations, man.
Whatever the fighting Western Alabamans are, that's where Cochran's going to be head coach for the first time.
All right, tomorrow we are in studio. Wednesday at State Farm. Thursday, Buffalo's Cafe in Decula.
Decula. It's like Peyton Manning. I'm Peyton Manning.
That's a funny commercial. And also Twin Peaks in Buckhead as well on Friday. All right, we got to clear our throats, man. Big O, let's get out of here. Hey, we'll recap what Roger Goodell had to say because he said a lot today in his state of the state for the NFL. Also, we'll continue to look ahead to the big game on Sunday. Mm. We'll start to break things down. And Mike said it. We got to do something with the Falcons. Mm. We got to do something. And we might have the answer. We'll tell you about it tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Hey, Big O, great job behind the glass. Of course, Turtle, executive producing. Hawks basketball on the way. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, I give NASCAR credit. They throw stuff up there on the wall, see what sticks. Some things work, some things don't. It was pretty dramatic when they raced at L.A. Coliseum a couple years ago. Went back to their roots in the South, Carl, at Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem. An old college stadium, high school stadium, where they got a quarter-mile track. Chase Young wins this clash, if you didn't see the race over the weekend. It was a lot of fun. Old-school NASCAR, banging fenders, furious folks fired up, and a pretty good race.
When stars want out, they get what they want, even in the NFL. When Myles Garrett puts out a request to say, hey, I want to be traded, and here's why, we're not good, we haven't been good, and guess what? I want to get to a Super Bowl. Everybody around the NFL is interested, including our Falcons, or at least they should be. But for Myles Garrett, if he really wants out of Cleveland, trust me, he'll get out. It's only a matter of where he's going to go. Hey, join us tomorrow at 2. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're a lousy Luka lover.
You see those people on the screen? You see the people up there?